I had to go. You think it's easy to leave your children? I could only bring the older two. My mother says I have to go. I say I do not want to leave her. She says if I don't go, my girls will be taken, and I know she's right. I leave my youngest children with her. They would not survive the journey. You think that is easy? To leave a child? I walked for 10 days to get here. Before we went to the north, I was used to walking and used to carrying water. It is what we do, and my girls are strong. But it was hard to find good water on the way. This place, it is not a place you should come to. Not unless you have no choice.
I think it's too soon.
I'm more afraid it might be too late. I've got to try.
But going back when you haven't really come to terms with what happened
last time... I think going back is the best way to get past it. I have to do something to prove myself.
Everyone gets burnout. It only happened because you were exhausted.
That doesn't mean it's okay.
No, but it means you could try forgiving yourself and getting on with your life.
It doesn't work. I can't, Oscar. Everything feels ragged. My life feels like it's stopped, like it isn't going anywhere. I don't know what else to do.
No wonder people say it's an addiction.
Maybe going back will cure me.
I think staying is harder.
Yeah, well, you don't know. You haven't been there.
So you keep telling me. And that doesn't mean my opinion is worth nothing.
Anyway, I can't go if they think I'm not ready.
When's the interview?
They made me agree to see a counsellor, Dieter. He asked me if I thought I was too vulnerable still. I said maybe being vulnerable was a qualification, a desirable thing, empathy and all that. He said I had to be sure I wasn't driven by my own need. And I clearly remember deciding I wasn't going to hear that. I said I was sure. I know I'm not. Maybe Dieter knew that too. I hope so, he said.
Martha?
Bedroom.
So the counsellor said yes?
Sort of.
Sort of?
He said no at first.
But you're packing.
They're scaling up in South Sudan, along the border.
South Sudan?
Yes.
That's a conflict zone. It's all over the news.
Well, they're telling me it's not in the conflict zone. It's more about IDPs originally from South Sudan moving back from the north.
Straight back into the jargon?
And the person they had lined up to go has dropped out.
Because?
I don't know. But it's difficult to recruit for South Sudan.
Because it's dangerous?
No, because it's tough. The heat, the humidity. Apparently they play football in 46 degrees.
Oh, great. As long as you're playing football.
Come on, Oscar. It's a party after Darfur.
That's not what I've heard.
They welcome us. They know we're neutral.
Are you sure?
Of course. Look, if I want a career, I have to go where no one wants to go.
You've got that light in your eye. I remember it.
What light?
Running towards danger, your chance to be heroic.
That's a horrible thing to say.
But true. You love it.
It's a big posting. People take notice if you've been there as project manager.
Ticking a box on your way up the ladder.
Just getting back on some sort of ladder.
Before Darfur, you wanted to start a family.
Before Darfur, a lot of things were different.
Meaning you don't want to do that now?
Meaning give me time.
What the hell do you know about South Sudan? This is running away.
From what?
I don't know. Yourself. Us.
That's not true.
Do you care about our relationship at all?
Of course I do.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry to leave you on your own.
I feel I'm on my own when you're here, Martha.
What?
Never mind. Shouldn't have said that. I'll leave you to it.
Where's the baggage carousel? Excuse me.
No carousel here, lady.
Then which queue for the flight from Nairobi?
Try them all. No one knows.
Thanks.
Hello. Are you Martha?
That's me.
Here. I have your picture. Just so you know I'm a proper person. David Chisholm.
Psst. Sample complete. Ready to continue?